This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjul Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission completes preparation for National Assembly election. Teku Hospital resumes anti-COVID-19 vaccination from today. And Western leaders declare unity against Russian threat in Ukraine. Now, the news in detail. The Election Commission is all set to conduct the National Assembly election slated for tomorrow. The election is being held for 19 posts of the National Assembly member. According to Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Paudel, the management of peace and security, health protocol and election centres has been over. He further added that all works for the election except setting up a booth and all-party meeting have been over. With the beginning of the silence period, the election publicity has stopped. Security persons, election employees and a team of health workers have been managed. The voting is being conducted from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow. There are 8 polling stations and 14 centres across the country. According to Election Commission, Nepali Congress, CPN-UML, Maoist Centre, CPN Unified Socialist, Rashtriya Janamorcha, Loktantrik Samajwadi Party Nepal, Nepal Workers and Peasants Party, Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party are taking part in the election. The Sukraraj Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital, Teku, is resuming the vaccination campaign from today. Earlier, on Sunday, the hospital had postponed the vaccination against COVID-19 for a week after more than 50 health workers were infected with the coronavirus. Hospital Director Dr. Manisha Rawal informed that the vaccination drive would be resumed at the hospital after health section of the Kathmandu Metropolitan City and the Nepal Red Cross Society agreed to provide human resources. The hospital has been providing first, second and booster doses of anti-COVID vaccines. Likewise, an additional 2.34 million doses of Moderna vaccine against COVID-19 are arriving in Kathmandu today, according to the Chief of Supply Section under the Department of Health Services, Dr. Surendra Chaurasia, the remaining vaccines are arriving today. Nepal received more than 1.6 million doses of Moderna vaccine yesterday. The government has decided to administer the Moderna vaccine to children as it is suitable for children under 18 years of age. A study carried out in the carpet and garment industries shows that child labor is declining. The study, recently conducted by assistant lecturer of Nepal Commerce Campus and researcher Dilaram Bhandari, shows that the use of children below 18 years at carpet industries and garment industries has declined by 6.66% and 1.63% respectively. The study was conducted as a part of a program of the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security with technical support of the Central Bureau of Statistics. Researcher Bhandari said the use of child labour below 18 years, which was 50% in the carpet industries in 1993, has dropped to 6.66% in 2021. The study was carried out at 290 carpets and 183 garment industries of 20 districts. Bhandari added that the child labour is decreasing every year due to social awareness and education. Meteorological Forecasting Division has said the weather is partly to generally cloudy throughout the country due to the partial influence of the westerly low-pressure system. The division has urged people to be safe from cold and adopt the necessary protection and precaution as there is the possibility of light rain at a few places of the hilly region and light snowfall at some places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. It is partly cloudy in the federal capital Kathmandu, although there was a sun with the sky somewhat clearing in the late morning today. Meteorologist at the division said the weather has comparatively improved today than yesterday. It will take some more days for the weather to improve completely. The weather will be cloudy with chances of light rain at a few places beyond the afternoon today. According to the division, although the weather will be somewhat clear towards the morning, it will become cloudy again, with the chances of light rain towards the afternoon for some more days. It is partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region and partly cloudy in the rest of the parts of the country at present. There is the possibility of light rain at a few places of the hilly region and light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly parts and partly cloudy in the rest of the country tonight. It will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country tomorrow as well. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 4.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 15.5 degrees Celsius. Currently, the Western Low Pressure System has a partial effect in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. The United States Department of Defense, Pentagon, has said some 8,500 combat-ready U.S. troops are on a high alert to deploy at a short notice amid rising tension over Ukraine. Russia continues to deny planning military action against Ukraine despite massing 100,000 troops nearby. U.S. President Joe Biden held a video call with European allies on Monday as Western power aim for a common strategy against Russian aggression. The Pentagon said no decision had yet been made on whether to deploy troops. Some NATO members, including Denmark, Spain, France, and the Netherlands, are already planning or considering sending fighter jets and warships to Eastern Europe to bolster defenses in the region. At least 8 people are reported to have been killed and dozens hurt in a crash outside an Africa Cup of Nations match in Cameroon. Video footage showed football fans struggling to get access to the Paul Biya Stadium in a neighborhood of the capital Yaoundé. According to a health ministry report obtained by the AFP news agency, one child is among the dead. Another report said several children had lost consciousness. The stadium has a capacity of 60,000, but because of COVID restrictions, it was not meant to be more than 80% full. Match officials were quoted as saying that some 50,000 people were trying to attend. The military in Burkina Faso says it has seized power and overthrown President Roch Kabore. The announcement was made on a state television by an army officer who cited the deteriorating security situation for the military takeover. Mr. Kabore had faced growing discontent over his failure to stem an Islamist insurgency. His whereabouts are unclear, but the officer said that all those detained were in a secure location. The coup comes as a day after troops seized barracks and gunshots were heard in the capital city. Earlier, the ruling People's Movement for Progress, PMP party, said that both Mr. Kabore and a government minister had survived an assassination attempt. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission completes preparation for National Assembly election. Teku Hospital resumes anti-COVID vaccination from today. And Western leaders declare unity against Russian threat in Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.